of the higher energy. And there is responsibility taken for that. Then they must always reflect to the best of their ability, not in humanness, but I repeat, to the best of their ability, so as not to damage the image of truth itself. And that gets to be a real damn bore. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And then comes the one that's always funny, Wally McPherson. One or two of you will remember him. He sat stunned one day staring at her, and he said, "I'll be damned. I don't want to be insulting, but I just don't think you're that smart." Well, thank you. So some, and this might hold very true for Gene and especially for Brad, who doesn't know what he thinks about anything about this. He doesn't have to think anything about this. But they're going to have to confront one thing. Either there is reality in this relationship here, or Dorma is damn brilliant. And since it moves in the direction of righteousness, what might be your idea about it? Is it so god-awful, awful to possibly think of doing it her way? If that be the case. You see, in this instance, you don't have three or four great, humongous decisions to make. If Doris was leading you one way, I'm leading you another, and EJ wants to take you another, you've got three awful decisions to make. But if all three of us are traveling down this road, and we are doing the best we can, under all circumstances presented, accepting responsibility, and moving ahead in goodness, at least toward that way, are you going to go terribly wrong by possibly tagging along or seeing or watching it unfold? Because eventually the lie will unfold. Truth stands into infinity, into eternity. The lie will tell on itself. That does not mean that you can continue to hide the truth. Well, just that lie is so big it is not even worthy of my attention to it. That is bullshit. If there is a lie against you, you are obligated and responsible to set it to straight, to the greatest numbers of ears that you can reach. But you have to have first built the reputation of truth and integrity. And that's the lesson we have to have. Not that you have to be perfection, but we're not in a game of let's pretend. We are in the downfall of a civilization of mankind. Is that our business? Yes, indeed. Man can do whatever he wants with himself. And he has. And he's damaged. And in that damaging and in that movement into ignorance and foolishness and evil behavior, he is going the wrong direction. He is moving as a whole away from his power, his source, his infinite heritage. He's locking himself as a species and a civilization into shackles. And then demanding that you allow him to do it. Well, he can do it. You don't have to demand to me. You don't have to preach to me. You don't have to listen to my preaching to you. But some of us have made a commitment to get through a mission. And it means that we have to learn. How dare I come before you without having tested some of these systems? How dare I say to you, you're reaching the end of the year. If you want to shelter something and avoid some of those needless expenditures to the government, you better be making your considerations right now, hadn't you, before the 31st of December? Or if you are in a corporation, you better be deciding as a board of directors or the manager or the president or whatever you serve in that capacity, before the end of your fiscal year, you must make plans what you are going to do. And neither can I ask court to come over here to explain these things to you if we have not proven they work. So you see, what appears to be a harassing harangue of never ending, having to appear before this judge, that judge, 15 of them in a row. I call them the three big G's in Nevada. Gamble, Gibbons, Griffin, Green.
That's four.
Well, Green ain't one of them either. What is that old evangelical term, praise the Lord. But we need him, don't we, to prove what we tell you. We have needed Betty Tootin, not used her. We appreciate her. She didn't know what she was doing. She thought she was really doing something right, except she was doing it for the wrong reasons. It was greed, and it was to serve the wrong master and tear you down. And she probably doesn't even know it and would certainly never own up to it. So why cause her that misery? Treat it for what it is worth. An absolutely incredible, outrageous circumstance to prove the laws of Nevada pertaining to corporate structure within every law of the land. You didn't even have to bend one of those laws. And yet I am remiss because I should have asked court to come over and speak to you so that if you have business friends who need some sheltering every year that goes by now, I want to tell you that young man and his staff are getting phenomenally informed. And they can help you. They can show you where to shelter things legally, lawfully, and it has been tested under the fire of a court. You are learning that you can have a voice. John Ray has made an incredible, indelible image in the state of Nevada. They thought it would be fun and games and interesting to come in and turn Brad Ellie over to the Bar Association for wrong actions. This is a modus operandi. Now, who do you complain to? The Bar Association, who is a private club and would open a grievance account against a young man who is acting in honor and will not open one against George Abbott, who is a lying thief. a criminal. So who do you go to? You go to the Secretary of State. Oh, not our jurisdiction. You go to the Attorney General. Oh, well, the Attorney General's office doesn't have anything to do with attorneys. You have to go to the Bar Association, who you already went to. But guess what? Enough made enough racket that it went to the Speaker of the Legislature of Nevada. And he is bringing an investigation of this matter, demanding that the Bar Association look at it. You do have a voice. You just have to find where to use it. And again, I would apologize to court. But you see, I have that man working day and night with at least five different options for a very, very wealthy businessman, world traveler, to give him at least five directions to go to protect his assets in this, your good old United States of America. It's criminal, this world. Criminal. And yet it has been allowed to evolve. How do you reverse it? You reverse it by cleaning up self, by having your own standard of excellence and living it. It doesn't mean you have to be a dreary drip. That is an expert, a has-been, you know, under pressure. It's been a long time. What kind of a doctorate degree do you think you each should deserve? You've been at hard lessons, people, for almost a decade. I'm spared you. And each of you have had to look within. And I see the rebellion. I see the anger. But I also see the appreciation that you can trust me. I'm not going to tell you to jump, and I will catch you unless I fully intend to catch you. And the best approach to that is never to be stupid enough to say jump with you not knowing. Sometimes I have to get right up there and push you into doing something. Running a bit of a risk. Go ahead, try it. Step over the line. Have I failed you yet? Have you been lied to so far? Well, no, but maybe this one will get me. Well, you have to begin to base some attitudes and conclusions, don't you? Just like a jury finally has to come up with some kind of an opinion or say, man, I'm deadlocked. I don't know. And how many are honest enough to actually do that? There's nothing wrong with that. But I want to be free by Christmas Day is not good enough when you are dealing with a man's life. And I am not talking about a hangman's noose. My God, people understand death is easier than what O.J. Simpson has got to face. From a conviction by popular demand of something he did not do. This is hell. Will he outgrow it? Yes, he will. Because what are his choices? You either accept what is and grow, or you take what is and kill yourself, and then you really have to start over. Or when we seek our purpose and try to make this world a better place than you found it, that's where we are. And yet I am forced by the power of the compression of your place to have to walk us through living in order to arrive at a point where we can come back into the consideration of soul development and evolvement. So yes, it can sound pretty crazy, and George Abbott can write about it in all of his papers, because I'm telling you now, I don't care what anybody thinks about reincarnation or re-experiencing or experiencing again or life being a classroom. It is fact. And maybe it doesn't matter a whit whether or not we were in Akhenaten's time. It only matters to our soul evolvement to begin to acknowledge the possibilities of the light that we are in the face of the darkness that surrounds. I have to use the term enemy from time to time, or adversary, or opponent. I don't like those terms, but you have to use them. And I don't want misunderstandings when we go before the bench in a courtroom. I am so humbly grateful to those idiots that allow us these lessons, and yet there comes a time when there should be brought an end to it. They should not prevail. And in the next big opposition, God would not do this. I want to tell you what God is going to do. Wherever God encounters evil, he smashes it. And if you think I will allow a backing off of somebody like Stephen Horn, you are wrong. He will stand responsible for his actions. That's all. And I don't have to touch him. But when you go to the murderer of your very being and you say, oh, it's okay, I know, you know, you have a right to do that. No, you don't. You know it. And you don't want God or justice to be that unjust. It's called responsibility. And I'm wondering how we can handle a break. Can I end this? Can I turn it over to you, Brent, or Rick, or someone? I really need to get her home. Somebody, speak up. Is there anything anybody would like to ask before we bring this to a close? I'm truly not going to require her to come back after a break. But we'll stay here a minute.
One thing's interesting. I'm noticing that a lot of the people in my crowd, especially in L.A., finding it so hard to stay there, either losing their houses, can't pay rent, or... And it seems to be a message to me, especially when I look in the sky, and it appears that the ships are closer, brighter, more beaming than any time I've seen recently, especially even last night, and they're lining up in certain lines. I don't know if that's grid protection. Last New Year's, I know that the command stopped the separation of the San Andreas Fault, and I wondered if the elite had any plans this year to do that, and what your comments might be, Commander.
Well, I'm not going to comment on it because they're in the middle right now of trying to decide their own next steps with the world order. And you have many, many things, laws, etc., that will come into play at the first of your year. You're going to have chaos out of this falling apart welfare system, for instance. So there is so much going on that they cannot even lay their plans and stick to it. Their overall plan is in full, it's just marching right along. And now that you have the internet and it seemed like such a good place to get news, no, it's far easier now for all the quacks and nitwits to get stuff onto an internet. And yet once it's on an internet, people seem to think they need to believe it. And it's a little bit like someone has now called again, and you might want me to clarify for you, is Monet dead? You know, Blue Beam.
Serge
Monast. Once before he was announced to be dead. Well, he didn't rise from the dead, he just never was deaded. Now it's coming forth again with some confirmations that he's had a heart attack and he's dead. Is he or is he not? I don't need to answer that question. You need to find out. And if you find out, what are you going to do about it? Oh my goodness, Serge Monast is dead. And someone else will say, well, who is Serge Monast? Oh, well, gosh, I don't know. He was just one of those patriot types, and I think maybe he was from South America or somewhere, you know, north of your border. And, oh, yeah, he wrote about Blue Beam and tunnels and stuff like that. Understand what you're asking and see what you can find out. Your geologists are telling you that you don't have very long. Your seers have told you that they would expect within the next little while a rather large earthquake. Well, it's really hard to tell. If I made a statement and said, oh man, it's going to go. You can bet your dollar, bottom dollar, and I'm almost tempted to do that, except that it discredits me so later. You know, if we keep telling, they have to keep postponing, and maybe you'll dig your way through. But I'm not sure you want to. You see, the enemy of your government is not necessarily your enemy. And a great rift that cleanses is not necessarily a bad thing. So what you're really asking is, I want to stay there right up until I know I'm not going to get deaded, and then I'll get out. Well, doesn't work that way. You're going to have to base your eventual evolvement against what is. And the probabilities of an earthquake are very great.
There was recently, in this last week, somewhere, heard a major quake in Japan again. Now, that particular rift should hit along our Pacific Rim within a couple weeks.
Maybe you could get Soltec to do a little bit of enlightening, and that would be very interesting after the break for you. We haven't heard from Soltech in a while. I would need to know if there are any writings or anything that can be shared.
Commander, we have a writing from Therapist Bay.
Would you mind sharing that after I let her go?
I'd be delighted to.
Thank you.
And there was a recent comment about a comet.
You mean Bebop?
So what can we do to laugh about that? What's that all about?
Well, you'll find a lot in the paper and the writings about that. You're going to get a lot of garbage trashing about it. You have Mibiru coming back. You have Wormwood. Herculobus. These are all basically names for whatever you may or may not be experiencing out there. The craft accompanying that so-called comet is ours. We're keeping an eye on it. Depending on what you do, we can either divert it or redirect it. It started out as a very wild, gaseous form of light matter. It is becoming more and more dense as more and more thought, form, attention is being placed on it. You have to worry now about the evolvement of a story that you have demanded be played out. Will you go ahead and materialize that into the destruction of your planet? Or will you decide you don't like the way they've written the end of your story and you will take control of your lives and change it? And always it comes back to that very elusive subject that seems too big for ones to comprehend. And I know that it is not comprehended or I would not get these questions. If you are a thought projection manifest, a thought of God, Creator, in expression, in a density that you can, quote, touch and feel, in a sensing, S-E-N-S-I-N-G, environment, then it also means that you are on a creative thought form platform, or stage, if you prefer. And right now, your stage really needs a lot of repair. You're falling through the boards. And this directive, this script, was written. And you've got to make up your mind what you want to do about it. Do you want to just play it out in its destructive mode? There is an interesting little motion picture that I believe Dharma brought for Al, simply because they share up these tapes as one gets them, called Crimson Tide, where you have a situation of the destruction of a world with the turning of one key. And how do you know when it's past the point of no return? Who has the right to turn the key? Is it all right to sit and be totally destroyed and devastated because somebody else turns a key? Well, you have to rewrite the story, or you will have happening to you that which you expect. And what you expect at this point is total annihilation. That's what apocalypse means, total destruction. Holocaust means by fire, consumed by fire. So I will back up again, and I will say the German Jewish Holocaust could not have happened like they said. And then there will be the argument, but they had the ovens. No, the ovens were for cremation and handling of dead bodies. They didn't say that these people were put into the ovens and burned alive. Now, did that happen? I'm not into discussing that. But you had a situation where they didn't say they burned them alive. They gassed them to death. Did they or did they not? Doesn't matter, except that if you had gassing them to death, it was not literally Holocaust. So I'm not saying there were no atrocities against individuals or great groups or genocide or whatever you want to pick out. I am saying on all truth, it was not like it was presented to you. And that makes me anti-Semitic, which is another lie. I cannot be Semitic. I cannot be anti-Semitic because I am Semitic. I come from the tribe of Shem in the universal cosmos. And that has absolutely zero zip meaning on this earth. But you better watch the ones who come and are false and call themselves Semites because they're liars. They're cheats and they're thieves. And they came here as serpent people. And their symbols are all over the place and they laugh at you. And I'm going to drop this little bomb on you about this Madeleine Albright. She calls herself a serpent person. And you don't even notice. They don't even hide from you anymore. They don't have to. You will deny it for them until they devour you. And in the overall, sometimes a good old 10-point earthquake just looks good. You know, you can understand that. I don't understand the deliberate devastation of human species. Do you hate yourselves so much? Do you feel so unworthy of your own creation as to find yourselves worthy of nothing more than annihilation? Because that's what will happen if that's what you decide. But I don't think the children are going to play your game. So you better be thinking pretty quickly. Children can see through you like transparent cellophane. And they will bide their time. And then they will take their power. And God help the enemy when that happens. Because you see, they will come into their knowing. And they will assume their power and their creative ability. And they will find their feet and they will find their wings. You pray you've given them roots enough to respect you enough to allow you to remain as individuals. It isn't going to end like childhood's end. That's what they would like for you to do. Allow total mind manipulation and control, and finally you just lift them off. And the world dissolves. You're not going to be that fortunate. You have built into your scenario hell. And I'm afraid you will demand to experience it. Well, I don't intend to experience it with you because we need to get a remnant through. And so you who must have fire and brimstone in your laps. Please don't be around me on that day, because I'll put the fire out and put you back to work. You can get enough excitement vicariously if you don't mind. Anyone else? I know you're sensing we're getting really down to some close encounters of the awful kind, good kind, all kinds of kinds. Yes.
Speaking of close encounters, in Los Angeles, we think we're seeing what looked like. Oh, I'll wait for the microphone.
In Los Angeles, we see what we think looked like some kind of a spacecraft in the daytime. And they seem to be at a very, very high altitude and are like maybe white circular shapes. And they seem to appear over a certain area and then kind of glide along for a little while. And after about maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour, they disappear from view. But it seems like they're so visible and so in the open. I was wondering, is this some kind of a message about some of the things you're talking about right now?
There's a big message. Those are not spacecraft as such from alien craft. Those are Russian cosmospheres. And they are causing tremendously large earthquakes in various places.
Is that the explanation about those airplanes that are just dropping like 300 feet, unexplainable?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These are vortices from your grid systems and also your light beams. Yes.
Oh, because they also correspond with our power failures, too. We'll notice power failures with pulses that go with it, and they set off all the alarms in the area, and it's like nobody talks about it on the media, but when they do mention it, it's always something that's, they mention it really briefly, and then they go on to something else. And it just seemed like it was all connected somehow.
It's all connected. It's all connected. But you'll find your space brothers are up there. But we're not having to do anything.
Thank you.
Those Russians are not necessarily your enemy either. I'll tell you that.
Herculobos and Nibiru. Is that alternate names for the same entity, or should we know there's some distinction between
them? There is a very larger distinction, but for the practical purposes of what's happening right now, you may as well call them either one or none of them. Because you have, you just have a higher energy making your light show for you than you could do with that last fuzzy ball of light that you called a comet. You don't have control over this one. Nanny, nanny, nanny. Yes.
What were the two loud booms around 11 o'clock last Thursday morning?
Yeah.
And what about this outbreak of salmonella that we seem to be having in Tehachapi? Is that, does that stem from the deliberate infecting of the waitress at the restaurant that
E.G. Andor spoke to? Can you repeat the question?
Well, that would be assuming that they always went to the same restaurant and so forth, and no, they haven't been able to track down anything. There was a case of hepatitis. If you're speaking of the Village Grill, then the salmonella poisoning comes from they don't know where. You see, they shut down one or two of the little cafes only to find there was no contamination at all. So you're going to find that your contamination is coming from a very scattered cause, one cause, very scattered infection. And you're going to find that any time now that that these are introduced, and especially to the extent that you can have a write-up about it, you can know that it is intentional and that there is a deliberate aim at cross-tampering or cross-genetically structuring or alterations. All of the original microbes are now being upgraded to a cross between a bacterial or a microbe with a viral crystalline base, so that you have a programmed entity. And it will mutate. It will mutate with any host, just like the AIDS virus. And I have great petitioning from one from New Zealand who shares with us. For instance, he even sent the material. Can you build one of these? Well, of course we can build one of these, but every time someone builds something like this, it's like colloidal silver. It will be removed from your ability to use it. So until there is an appropriate time to be able to quietly utilize some of these things, you're going to be stuck with everything that comes forth will be denied your ability to use it for very long, until they have completed their purpose in this kind of infection and invasion of you. But no, I don't believe that it was deliberate or any particular attempt and against my people. And when I write and says that was strong enough on Thursday to absolutely blow you away, you're going to find that there are many things happening, and you ones are now paying attention. You have a situation where Billy Boy Clinton had just begun to make his big deal speech and appoint these people. You have many things and many reasons why your attention should be absolutely brought up to alertness and cause you to look around and see what this may be. Each one of you will have a different attitude about that morning. And you will find there was a plane in the air. So, they can tell you, oh, well, it was a sonic boom. No, it was not a sonic boom. That does not mean it did not come from that plane. But I'll tell you, the overall reason for this, because it was heard and felt from Canada to Mexico, and at least as far as the Mississippi. It's an earthquake.
Big plane.
The plane actually had nothing to do with it. There was another one on Friday that hit the east and knocked out communication systems. You're going to find that these will usually interfere with your radio and television reception first. And then if that is followed on by pulse system, it'll knock out all of your electrical and electronic appliances. And these are done by ones with such incredible technology as to be able to do this. But from the onset of your shuttle program, you were trying to have a preemptive strike, nuclear strike, against Russia, against Soviet Union.